In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I really enjoy reading articles on history, and I think you probably all caught on to that by now. This past week, I actually read something really interesting, and it was on the German Luftwaffe during World War II. Of course, truly one of the most powerful Air Force entities in the history of the world, a dangerous and destructive force in world history. And by the end of the Second World War, by about 1943, 1944, the Luftwaffe, according to this article, was really as destructive to itself as it was to any outside entity. Why was that? The Luftwaffe, people inside the Luftwaffe, the airmen, were so obsessed with trying to prove themselves and put down others in the Luftwaffe that many of the pilots didn't feel like they could trust the other pilots. And then, on top of that, worst of all, the Germans were convinced that the British could access their radio signals, had deciphered their codes and commands, and could radio the airplanes and give them false commands. So at a certain point, the Luftwaffe becomes paralyzed because of their complete distrust for one another and for even what they were hearing or seeing. What's, of course, funny, the article goes on to say, is that the British never actually did that. The Germans just thought that they had. In our gospel lesson today, we have the apostles, and they start out and they say, "Lord, increase our faith." Now that word faith in Greek is pistis. And pistis does not necessarily connotate just faith. We have a certain understanding of faith. But in Greek, it implies commitment and it implies trust. It's the same word. Trust. Lord, help us to trust. These are the same apostles who had witnessed Jesus do so many amazing things. These are the same apostles who witnessed miracles of healing, miracles of astounding proportion. They were with Jesus and heard of these amazing sermons. They could tell that this man was truly unique and from God. And yet, what do they cry out? Lord, help us to trust you more. If we back up in the lessons that we had just been reading, we see that Jesus had actually been preaching against the powers that be in his time. Jesus spoke out last week against the Pharisees, against the high priest himself, almost calling him out by name. He called out those who are rich and powerful in the land and their lack of fiduciary responsibility to the poor and the downtrodden. Jesus was making some major enemies, and the apostles knew it. So they cry out to him, "Lord, help us to trust you, because you're going to drag us all down with you here in a minute if we're not careful." And what does Jesus say? All you have to do is have a little bit of trust. A little bit of trust in me and what we're doing. Planted, rooted deeply, and you can do amazing things with it. A little bit of trust. I think to myself, in moments of doubt or despair or wondering if what I'm doing actually matters or the like, and I keep coming back to this verse and this idea. Trust in God. Trust in God and allow God's reign to rule through me. Something's going to happen. My brothers and sisters, something's going to happen if you trust in Jesus. You might not know what it's going to be. Quite frankly, you might not like it. But trusting in Jesus roots us in an amazing opportunity to grow and to flourish. We can do the impossible. Taking that mulberry tree, uprooting it and planting it into the sea, we can do amazing, impossible things. When we trust in God, when we rely on God's promises and God's word, whenever we rest, not that we will be comfortable, but that we will comfort those who are afflicted. We can rest in the beauty of the love of God. And then Jesus adds something on to that, doesn't he? He says, now don't think. I'm paraphrasing Jesus, by the way. This is not part of it. He says, now don't think that just a little bit of trust is going to earn you great favor either. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot that you need to go and do. And trusting is not going to get you a great banquet with the master. No, there's work to be done down here on earth. There is still injustice and poverty and inequality. There are still these things that need to be addressed by the people of God so that the reign of God can actually come forth onto the earth. There's still a lot of work to do. So don't think you're going to get favoritism just because you trust a little, just because you have a little bit of faith, just because you come to me, don't expect a respite. We have, my brothers and sisters, some of these individuals out there today who would like to tell you that, yes, if you just believe in Jesus, if you just trust in this, you will get rewarded here on this earth. That's not the way God worked it out. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to name names, Joel Osteen. The idea that you're going to get rewarded here on earth can be immediately confounded by Christian history. The great saints of history wound up not with earthly riches, but with spiritual riches. They wound up not with palaces, but they wound up in dungeons. It's not about this life that we work for the kingdom. It's not about our life. It's not about what we can get rewarded. It's about how we can, in fact, pay the love of God forward a little bit at a time in this world. And it's hard and it's difficult. It doesn't quite make sense in our understanding of justice to assume that if we do something good, we're not going to get something immediately back. We have this immediate gratification issue in our society today. And truly, all of humanity has always had this idea that we should get rewarded for something right here, right now. That trust and that faith, my brothers and sisters, that I was talking about, is for something not of this world. That trust and that faith is for something far off. And I pray that we never fall for those who think that instant gratification is proof of the love of God. I'm reminded of an old hymn that I remember being sung whenever I was a child. And maybe some of you know it. Trust and obey. You know that hymn? Trust and obey. I don't think we have it in our hymnal. We don't have it in our hymnal, do we? That's a shame. It's a good hymn, and I encourage you to go take a look at it sometime this week. But the refrain says, to trust and obey. For there is no other way but to trust and obey. My brothers and sisters, we are called to be people who trust and who obey. We are not called to be people who are rewarded on this earth for our work. Our reward comes far and away if we just simply and obey. We're going to have to sing that one of these days. Write that down, Terry. Okay. I'm sure it's duly noted. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Patty will be singing the solo. I knew you were going to know it. Trust and obey, my brothers and sisters, for there's no other way. Amen.